This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Summertime is the season of outdoor concerts and music tours. And for musicians, the idea of hitting the road and making new fans is pretty much their equivalent of the American dream. But the reality for most musicians is that going on tour is a money pit. You're lucky to break even, if that. Some bands, though, have discovered a new frontier where they can actually make decent money on the road. Alex Lewis reports now from Anchorage, Alaska.
Alameda is an indie band based in Portland, Oregon. They've been together for 4 years now, and they're fairly popular in the Portland music scene, regularly playing the city's bigger venues. And yet they still barely break even on their tours out of town. So this summer, they decided to try something new.
What attracted me to Alaska was kind of in the sense of going somewhere that I have no frame of reference to.
That's Sterling Miles, the frontman and songwriter of Alameda.
It's part of the United States, but it's something different, and I feel like it's in a strange way, like an exotic place to go.
So how did Alameda find out about touring in Alaska?
My name's Evan Phillips, and I run the Monolith Agency, which is a small boutique booking agency in Anchorage, Alaska.
With Monolith's help, Alameda was able to secure guarantees that range from $300 to $600 per show to play in venues, dive bars, public parks, and even houses. Evan and his partner started Monolith 4 years ago, and they've already brought a bunch of groups up to Alaska. He says the good pay for bands is simply a matter of supply and demand.
The cool thing about Alaska is that it's not nearly as saturated with bands or musicians.
And unlike other places, touring Alaska isn't just about playing music. It's also about experiencing the landscape.
I think what we're doing is really cool because we're essentially giving bands an opportunity to come up here and have a paid vacation.
Here's Alameda frontman Sterling Miles.
So you get to really explore. So when we were in Seward, Alaska, we played a set, then the next day climbed a mountain, and then the next night played another set.
Evan Phillips says an Alaskan tour isn't for everyone. You'll be contending with long nights and sometimes drunken hecklers. But Sterling Miles says it's worth it.
You can definitely make a chunk of change while being out there, but it was more about the experience surrounding the shows. It's more about you have to enjoy the day as well as the night.
And during the Alaskan summer, those days stretch out for more than 20 hours. In Anchorage, I'm Alex Lewis for Marketplace.